Twitham village was comprised of about six or seven farms in the 1930s, and most of the work was for the farm labourers, roadmen, or estatemen working for Lord Lanesborough. All Farm, Brooks Farm, Langlands Farm, Forest End Farm, they were the big farms, and then there were people with a couple of three cows. Everybody wasn't very well off, because they were all agricultural workers or belonging to the state, or gardeners down at, I mean, Lord Lanesborough had a very big garden down opposite the church. I mean, it shows how they were. They used to employ 14 men there just to look after the garden. Domestic servants, butlers, chauffeur, and that's how half the marriages in Swithland materialised. So the servant girls and the farm labouring chaps, they only used to get half a day off, a servant girl didn't, years ago, and that's how they went. The whole village was under the Lanesborough estate. Was none of these houses, as you know now, and most of them were tied cottages to the farms, or people working for Lord Lanesborough was then, because, you know, later on it was sold, but I mean, every tenant in Swithin was under Lord Lanesborough. We saw Lady Lanesborough, Lord Lanesborough, we had to raise the arts and all that. I mean, and actually we were brought up on that principle at Swithin School. I mean, if we saw the school teacher in the village, we'd have to raise her out. You know, I mean, caps as they were them days, but I mean, that's how we were brought up. Okay.